soon. One parent told me she dropped everything and drove from Jacksonville just to get her child.
I was so desperate. I drove as fast as I could. I just want to be with her. My heart breaks from the families they lost their loved ones.
A suspect is in custody. Police ID him as a 20-year-old student. A grim milestone comes on Saturday, 30 years since the bombing of a federal building in Oklahoma killed 168 people and left 700 injured. Former President Bill Clinton will speak at Saturday's memorial. As he left Paris after meetings with European officials, Secretary of State Marco Rubio just said the U.S. needs to figure out within days truce with Russia is doable.
The president has spent 87 days at the highest level of his government repeatedly taking efforts to bring this war to an end. We are now reaching a point where we need to decide and determine whether this is even possible or not.
Planting season is underway, and CBS's Jim Krasula tells us some farmers worry about having enough workers.
Many farmers in Ohio are in a bad way after the Trump administration froze $1 million for a federal program that allows growers to hire migrant farm workers.
It's a way that it protects both the farmer and the farm worker.
Bryn Bird is president of the Ohio Farmers Union.
Really hit all of us in our pocketbooks.
It's Good Friday. And it's also wartime.
Father Gabriel Romanelli, the Church of the Holy Family in God, told reporters that Pope Francis called him and expressed his wishes for the end of the war. In Jerusalem, thousands of Palestinian Christians as well as tourists will hold the traditional Good Friday procession, walking along the Via Della Rosa in Jerusalem's Old City, following the road they believe Jesus walked, carrying the cross to his crucifixion. Linda Gradstein for CBS News. Jerusalem.
A federal judge is adding more restrictions to the access Elon Musk's Doge task force has to social security systems with personal data on millions of Americans. Plaintiffs allege Doge violates privacy laws and causes security risks. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Attention! Have you racked up $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by making minimum payments? With credit card debt reaching all-time highs, National Debt Relief is notifying consumers about significant debt relief options currently being made available to help those with overwhelming credit card debt. These options may reduce a large portion of credit card debt for those who qualify. You don't need to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan, and you may only have to pay back a fraction of what you owe, even if you have bad credit. National Debt Relief has already reduced the credit card debt for more than 550,000 consumers, so don't wait. If you owe $10,000, $20,000, or even $100,000 in credit card debt, you can now take advantage of this financial debt relief as the cost of living continues to skyrocket. To check what debt reduction you may qualify for, call 800-929-1313. 800-929-1313. Again, that's 800-929-1313.
So apparently a sweet tooth can overcome concern over a bottom line.
A report from the National Retail Federation finds shoppers plan to spend a total of more than $23 billion on Easter, up from $22 billion last year. The biggest area of spending? On things like chocolate bunnies, cream eggs, and Peeps. Candy is the largest of planned Easter purchases at 93%. And that's despite higher cocoa prices linked to drought and crop shortages. Food follows at 89%. Gifts, decorations, and clothing come next. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
The National Association of Home Builders reports a slow start to the spring home buying season, a result of growing economic certainty, they say, including tariffs threatening to make homes more expensive. Average mortgage rates are high, but edging lower a bit, the group pegging the current average rate for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage at 6.9%. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms likely today, and some of those could be severe with hail, wind, even an isolated tornado possible. Be weather aware today. Our high right around 78. Tonight, gradual clearing after midnight, 44 tomorrow. Partly to mostly cloudy, 52. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
WRJN. I love the colorful clothes you wear. And the way the sunlight plays upon her hair.
closer now. Softly smile, I know she must be kind.
Rolling on a river. Been a lot of Radio Park to Johnson Park. Local news and timeless hits.
She stay. I would kiss the ground she wants. is your home for local news and now timeless hits too on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And of course, that weather forecast too, all important year round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More timeless hits on the way next.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. Out of the house, it got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 realize what's possible. WoundedWarriorProject.org/possible.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that. Weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
Dream believer, I'm down.
as the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
WRJN. Don't know much about history. Don't biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. If you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography. Don't know much trigonometry. Don't know much about algebra. Don't know what a slide rule is for. But I do know one and one is two. And if this one could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be. Now, I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be. For maybe by being an A student, baby, I can win your love for me. Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took, but I do know that I love you, and I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. La ta 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 ta. History. Biology. Well, la ta 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 ta. French I took. Yeah.
CBS News Brief. Maryland's Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollens met with Kilmar Abrego Garcia, the man mistakenly deported to prison in El Salvador. Van Hollens spoke beforehand.
We need to make sure that the court system works and due process works, because if you take it away for any individual, it's a very short road to taking it away for every American.
Trump administration's ignored court orders to return him. Still no motive in yesterday's shooting at Florida State University that killed two men and injured six others. CBS's Anna Schechter.
The suspect remains in the hospital as of Thursday evening and has not answered investigators' questions.
Secretary of State Rubio says the U.S. needs to decide in a matter of days whether a truce in Ukraine is feasible.
If it's not possible, if we're so far apart that this is not going to happen, then I think the president is probably at a point where he's going to say, well, we're done.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Don Rosen.